Opportunities to see Hawaii as it once was are all too rare, especially if you wonder what these islands were like before people came here. You can get a hint, at least, from Hawaii's largest limestone cave, Makauhi Cave on Kauai. It's a place of living history, the largest fossil site in the islands, whose caretakers are not only gathering together fossil relics, they're restoring native habitat in the surrounding area. They're offering tours this Thursday, Kuhio Day, and Dr. David Burney of the Makauhi Cave Reserve is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, David.
Aloha, Chris.
I like the emphasis that you're putting on the future as well as the past there. Is that an accurate description?
Yes, that's sort of our motto. You know, we say Makauhi Cave, where past and future meet, because we use the evidence from the past to help guide our decisions about how to restore the place.
What kind of evidence?
Well, this is the richest fossil site in the entire Hawaiian Islands. In fact, many scientists say it's the richest in the whole Pacific region. And so there are thousands of years of accumulation of plant and animal fossils, beautifully preserved. The preservation is so good that there's still fragmentary DNA, many kinds of things that normally would decay away in a site are preserved in this kind of giant pickling jar that sinkhole represents.
What accounts for the pickling?
Well, this place has an unusual chemistry where the fossils are accumulated below the water table for the most part, mm-hmm. and the oxygen is cut off, and the pH, that is the acidity or alkalinity, is almost exactly neutral, which is the sort of the Goldilocks zone for fossils. It means that nearly all kinds of plant and animal fossils are preserved together in the same place. So we get a very complete picture of the entire landscape over the last 10,000 years, time before humans, time when humans arrived, and then everything that happened in the Polynesian period, right up till the present, is recorded in there.
If it were either too acidic or too alkaline, these things would have decayed, right?
Well, that's right. If it's very acidic, plant fossils will still be preserved, pollen and spores mm-hmm. and seeds, leaves, wood. But the animal fossils, the bones of the extinct birds and the shells of the rare and extinct land snails, they wouldn't be preserved. On the other hand, if it's very alkaline, you get the animal fossils, but the plant fossils decay away. There's just a narrow zone in the middle. And I've worked on a number of sites around the world that have these characteristics, but they're fairly rare. It's really the one in a thousand kind of fossil site.
And so the benefits are, obviously, you get to study a period in the past that you really couldn't study any other way, could you?
Well, that's right. All our evidence about the past is indirect. In Hawaii, we have, of course, the great benefit of a long and very rich and detailed oral tradition. The Hawaiians recorded their history by passing it down verbally, and so we have that back to that point.
Yeah.
But to know what it was like before humans arrived requires fossils. There really is no other way to know much about it.
What are some of the, in the animal realm, what are some of the species that have gone extinct?
Well, we've found about 45 different kinds of bird fossils in there, and about half of those are extinct species. Our favorites are what we call the Moanalo, the lost fowl. And these are giant extinct ducks and geese that were flightless. They didn't need to fly. They were the biggest guys around. They were our grazers and browsers on the Hawaiian landscape before the advent of mammals introduced by people. So those big birds were really special. Unique to Hawaii, all went extinct after the arrival of humans fairly quickly. And if you want to imagine what they were like, you can sort of think of something like the dodo of Mauritius, that famous giant pigeon from the Indian Ocean island. Only our dodo-like birds were actually descended from ducks and geese.
And were great big edible, easily catchable victims when humans showed up,
well,
right?
Of course, and presumably it would be like it is everywhere else that we know about. When humans first arrived, The animals have no fear of humans. They have no sense that this strange new two-legged creature is somehow a threat. And, you know, the Hawaiians really can't be blamed for making a meal of them. They had no idea, of course, how many there were, and they had to feed their families. And, traditionally, Hawaiians are strong conservationists. But you got to remember that in many indigenous cultures, you have this conservation ethic, but it's a learned skill. People have to adapt to the environment in a local place, and they have to survive. But then they have to eventually figure out how to sustain that survival. And there's so much we can learn from ancient Hawaiians about how to manage the landscape here sustainably today.
Well, sustainability is sort of inevitably a product of generations passing, right? The first generation to arrive is going to eat what it can to survive.
Of course, it's a trial and error thing. And the same thing has happened worldwide. I study this phenomenon around the world of what a place is like before humans and how it changes when humans arrive. So for me, the most important moment in time is that initial contact between people and this naive fauna.
This is really, that's what's unique about the cave, is that it really can take you to that exact place in history, can't it?
Well, that's right, and people can see an actual dig in progress, and so it's an opportunity to see real science at work. But it also is an opportunity to see our, this is the future part now, to see our visualizations of what that landscape might have looked like, because on the 17 acres surrounding the site, which we lease, my wife Lida Piggott Burney and I lease this from Grove Farm Company, we've been there for almost 25 years now, we have planted thousands of native plants with the help of volunteers and school kids.
And that's
and
where the
ones
future
we choose are the ones that are common as fossils in the site. So it's an opportunity. It's a little bit like a poor man's Jurassic Park. You know, you can see what we imagine the landscape looked like when the first Hawaiians arrived.
Well, David, we're going to send some people your way. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, it'd be good to see you over here again, Chris.
It sure would. Dr. David Burney of the Makawahi Cave Reserve is offering tours of the site this Thursday, Kuhio Day, on Kauai. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.